Cubs and the Diamondbacks at the friendly confines. Alex Avila, one of the newest Cubs. He did not start on Tuesday, but John Lester did. And what a night the left-hander would have. Let's pick it up in the bottom of the second. Cubs already up 4-0. Anthony Rizzo at the plate.
Here's the pitch, driven high, deep left field. Get out of here! Home run! Anthony Rizzo jacks his 25th of the season.
Deep left center for John Lester. He got it! A home run!
Oh, my.
They want him to come out. He's one away from 2,000.
Don't even know what we got yet.
Here's the 1-2, a wave and a miss. And those 9 Ks now make him the 25th left-hander all-time with 2,000 career Ks. Rizzo, 2-for-4 with a home run tonight, 2 RBIs, swung on and drives it deep to center field. Going back to the track, walk on! Home run number 2, Anthony Rizzo.
On a multi-milestone night for starter John Lester and an offensive explosion by the Cubs lineup, the Cubs cruise to a 16-4 win against Arizona, setting a season high for runs scored. Here is Chicago skipper Joe Maddon.
That was really obviously one of our best overall performances. And even John was good. I mean, they just kept fouling off pitches. That's what got him out of the game. That first at bat by Peralta was outstanding. And I'd really be curious how many two-strike foul balls they had tonight, because he really did have good stuff. Should have easily pitched a solid 6 today, but I could not let it go. I thought when it got to that point in the game, it looked like his stuff really had dropped off significantly. The cutter was at 85. I've never seen his cutter at 85. So Ronnie again, here's the linchpin to victory tonight. Ronnie really set the game right. And then, of course, we continue to have a good offensive evening. But like I've always talked about, it's always about pitching. Our pitching was outstanding. John was really good. He got his 2,000 strikeout, hit a homer. He had a pretty good night. He just, a foul ball got him. It was really oppressively warm out there tonight, too.
You and the pitching people adhered to keeping those pitch counts low, even through bad times. Mm-hmm. It seems to have really paid off at this point.
Yeah, they're really in good shape. I you know, you saw what Monty did right there. We just talked about that before the game, getting a chance possibly to keep him stretched out in the event that we need him at another time. And he was magnificent, too. But yeah, I think based on the last two seasons, you really got to consider everything when you're working your guys through 2017. And I felt good. Like I said, Johnny was good tonight. He really was. It was, give them credit. They work some hard at bats. I have not seen them yet. This is the first time we're seeing them all year. And they're really talented offensively. And maybe the home run maybe is going to show up more with Martinez. But they work good at bats, and they're a pain in the butt. And that's what got John out of the game.
Mm-hmm. But were you still surprised a little bit by the home run?
It was a left-handed pitcher. That guy doesn't give up anything to lefties. Even Riz got his too. If you look at the splits on Corbin, are ridiculously good in favor of him pitching against lefties. So that part was kind of awkward. But did you see the swing? I mean, it was really well done. He really on it and stayed through it long and didn't try to do too much with it. I really liked his base hit the first time up, too, in Atlanta. He hit that ball really well down the right field. And he's got a really good, technically good swing. Surprise, not really. I mean, if he gets the barrel on the ball, he can go far.
With Rizzo, we talked about his back before. Courage to see him swing like that, even at the day.
Apparently his back's feeling better.
Yeah.
You know, it was good to see all that. We talked before the game. I just talked to him about being a little bit more proactive regarding giving him days off moving forward against some lefties, but I just don't want him to get back in that situation where he needs to take a day off because his back is sore, where we can possibly avoid that. So nice to see him do that tonight. How about Albert? Albert, really a big hit early in the ball game, that line drive up the middle. Happy had a nice night from the right side, too. Zobrist, really, really good evening. Contreras, up and down. Once Contreras hit that line drive, that put Montgomery in the game and kept the bullpen good for tomorrow.
John Lester decided to cram 3 milestones in one game, including his first career home run, his first career two-hit game, and his 2,000th career strikeout, even though Lester did not even get the win, throwing 104 pitches over 4 innings in the Cubs' blowout win. Lester shared his thoughts with the media on his wild nights at Wrigley.
It was cool, man. Like, I mean, that's something that you can't really describe. I mean, it's a cool feeling. you know, but like I told you, I get paid to pitch. So at the end of the day, it's awesome. It's great. And I'm not downplaying it, but I'd rather take the win over that. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like I said, kind of a weird night. Something really cool, you know, kind of celebrate tonight and move on to the next one.
With his second multi-homer game this season, Anthony Rizzo played a key part in the Cubs' 16-4 blowout win against the Diamondbacks on Tuesday night. Rizzo shared his thoughts after the game.
You know, off day yesterday, coming back from Milwaukee, so it wasn't bad travel at all. Everyone's rested. Today was a good day. Today was our day to hit, and it feels really good to put this type of night together, especially going into August and down these last 2 months.
Five home runs. You had a couple of those, but be honest, was John Lester's one of your favorites tonight?
Oh, no doubt. You know, it's his first one other than spring training. Very similar to the one he hit in spring training, actually, but I hope he gets that ball. I hope whoever the fan caught that gives that one back to him.
2,000 strikeouts for him on his career tonight. I know he's probably going to be upset that he doesn't get the W, but what a career that guy's had and what he's done. What does it mean for this team?
Oh, man, by him signing here, kind of just kept shifting the whole culture that we've been building, believing in us young guys. You know, he's a big reason why we are where we are. And 2,000 strikeouts is not easy, and he's done this for a lot of years, and he's our horse.
Last but not least, you mentioned August. I think under Madden, you guys are something like 42-15 now. What is it about the dog days that is so important, but this team seems to find its best baseball?
I don't know. You know, we rest a lot during the year. We're not overworked. This last road trip / homestand, you know, has been nice for us because we're home. We go on the road to the White Sox, to the Brewers. So, you know, we're 1-0 this August, and we want to keep it going.
The Cubs sent Jake Arrieta to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Zach Godley.